Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting second, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second, the second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting third, the center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh, the catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Art Howe. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bruce Giesen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Giesen. And now, play ball. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Giesen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe juggles the ball. That's an error on Howe. Trillo moves to third. Mitterwald moves to second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is walked intentionally. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Heiser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. Mitterwald scores. Rosello moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wallace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stargell moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock, who is chasing the ball. Zisk reaches third base with a triple. Stargell scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive towards the mound. Keeson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out. Rosello applying the tag. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosello hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonham bunts towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosello moves to second. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heiser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stargell strikes out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock is hit by the pitch. Rob Sparing pinch runs for Bill Madlock. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing third base. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 0-for-1 in the game. Howe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Moreno pinch hits for Bruce Giesen. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Demery now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosello is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonham hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to second. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Tavares scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. Heiser moves to second. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sanguilan. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heiser scores. Thornton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Kessinger now playing third base. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 0-for-2 in the game. Howe hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Larry Demery. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Bob Robertson. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosello hits a line drive to right field. Parker throws towards third. Howe fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Howe. Mitterwald goes all the way around to score. Rosello moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Cubs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonham bunts towards the mound. Teculva fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosello moves to third. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Parker reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk strikes out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosello. Parker scores. Sanguilan moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ed Ott pinch hits for Art Howe. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanguilan moves to third. Two outs. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Kent Tekulva. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.